UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Michigan leads Wisconsin 35-27 at halftime here today at Ann Arbor. A lot of things have been happening that raise eyebrows in this sport. I asked Robbie Hummel, does college basketball need a commissioner?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I don't know who that person is. I hope it's not me.
Would you check it?
No, I would not. I like my day job of calling games. I think we probably do. I don't know who that person is, but someone who really understands, you know, the portal, NIL, the NCAA tournament. I think someone that also has a grasp of not just high major basketball, but mid-major, low major. And it's hard for those low majors to get represented because the high majors are the ones that make the big bucks. So I don't know who that person is, but I think that we do need some leadership at the top who understands the game.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Michigan 35, Wisconsin 27 at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Michigan 50-50 from the floor, 14 out of 28, 3 of 7 from the arc, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. After a good start for the Badgers, they hit the dreaded cold spells, end up 37%, 12 out of 32, 3 of 9 from the arc. Wisconsin did not shoot a free throw. Michigan a plus 2 on the glass. Second chance points, though, in favor of Wisconsin, 4-3. Paint points, 16-14 in favor of Michigan. Hunter Dickinson with 12 to lead the way for the Maize and Blue. Max Klesman has 8 to pace Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
At the half in Ann Arbor, Michigan 35, Wisconsin 27. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Well, Max Klesman hit a three at the end of the half. Let's see if that kickstarts Wisconsin. It's 35-27 Michigan as we get set for the second 20 minutes here at the Chrysler Center.
Well, Badger's just going to have to figure out how to do a better job, too, on Dickinson to start the second half and find a way, as always. We talk about it just about every time the Badgers struggle offensively. Get Chucky Hepburn a little bit more engaged. He's got to score. Got to score some points for this team.
1 for 5, Chucky, in the first half. But, you know, you brought it up. And, you know, with Greg, we know the drill. Those dry spells, that's just kind of how this team is. It's giving up 8 straight buckets at the other end. That's going to really bother him and has bothered him and his staff, no doubt. Michigan will have the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our left. Good crowd here at the Chrysler Center. We mentioned it's spring break on the University of Michigan campus. Some students are here. But others are no doubt someplace warmer. Original starting five, both teams out on the floor as we get set for the second 20. Ohio State beat Illinois today. Maryland knocked off Northwestern. Purdue has clinched a tie, no worse than a tie for the Big Ten Championship. Second half underway as Will Cheddar on the dribble across the top of the circle. He'll flip to Doug McDaniel. Hepburn is on him. High screen Dickinson. Now Dickinson catches left of the lane. Backing on Crowell. Wall teasing a double. Hepburn with a dig. A throw out to McDaniel. Flips a three straight on. In and out. No good. Rebound Will Cheddar. And knocked away by Asijan. Trying to save it. And Tyler Wall came up with it. They get a held ball. Arrow Wisconsin.
Looked like they were playing Twister on the floor, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Well, that's a good sign. You got to win the 50-50s here if you're going to get back into this game.
Officials talking about it right now. They did call a tie-up there, so I believe they did. Opening minute, second half, 35-27. Michigan, it was a tie-up, so the arrow will flip back to Michigan as Hepburn up the floor. Badgers move to our right. Crowell with a bounce wheel posting a siege at the right block, and he got fouled by Will Cheddar. So Asijan able to post up on the 6'8 sophomore out of Minnesota, Will Cheddar. That'll be his first foul. And Tyler Wall will inbound. Baseline right. And Hepburn got sent to the floor by Hunter Dickinson. That's the second on Dickinson. Wisconsin did not shoot a free throw in the first half, but Michigan's picked up two fouls in the opening minute of the second half. Inbounds pass to Crowell. Steven baseline right. Brings Dickinson back out front. Bounce pass to Hepburn. Hepburn against Bufkin, who poked it away out of bounds in the right corner. 10 on the shot clock for Wisconsin.
Bufkin's length is bothering Hepburn.
Yep. 6'4", and there's that long arm of the law. Klesmet, sideline right near the corner, will inbound. Joey Baker in his grill. Loops it into Hepburn, high on the right. McDaniels on Chucky. A throw to Crowell. Up top, he'll try a three, and he hit it again. The second three of the game for Stephen Crowell. And it's 35-30 Michigan, about a minute gone by second half. 2 3-point hits on the road for Crowell. With the ball is Bufkin right wing, feeds Cheddar top of the circle. Goes to Joey Baker, gets it out left point for Doug McDaniel. McDaniel on the right-hand dribble. Goes inside to Dickinson. Single coverage from Crowell. Running left-hand hook is way off the mark from Dickinson. Wall the rebound. Here comes Wisconsin, down five early on second half. Hepburn, left wing. Throws to Crowell against Bufkin. Into Wall against Cheddar. Backing his wall, right block. Gets it out of there to Crowell. Shovels it over to Klesmet. Left corner three is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Joey Baker. A minute 40 gone by, second half, 35-30 Michigan. McDaniel on the left-hand dribble off the right wing. Now steps back, free throw line, jumper is good. McDaniel with eight, 37-30 Michigan. A minute 50 into the second half. Wall throwing to Asijan. On the left wing, Connor drives a baseline, goes up right hand, good over Bufkin. All of Asijan's points inside the three-point arc. He has eight so far today. 37-32 Michigan. 17:52 remaining in Ann Arbor. Doug McDaniel, checked by Hepburn, throwing to Dickinson with Crowell right of the circle. Dickinson hands off to Bufkin. Klesmet with the defense. Bufkin a three straight away, and he drills it. Kobe Bufkin, he came in over his last four games, 10 of 17 from the three-point line. 40-32 Michigan. 2.5 minutes gone, second half. Play is stopped.
Hepburn caught McDaniel in the nose.
And they're going to review it for a potential flagrant. And now Dickinson shoving Hepburn away. And Chucky not liking it. Klesmet comes up on Hepburn. Juwan Howard waving his guys over emphatically to get over toward the bench area. We have 17:29 remaining, 40-32, Michigan leading Wisconsin. So the officiating crew, Ronald Groover, Larry Scarrato, Don Bailey, in a huddle right now away from the scorer's table. Contact was off the ball. I got to admit, I did not see it.
There has been no replay.
Yeah, we got the in-house feed now coming up. Officials are looking at it as Hepburn with the right-hand dribble up the right sideline and with the left hand got up on Bufkin. Some contact there. Bufkin, you know, selling it a little bit. But now they'll determine whether there is a flagrant. And Hepburn actually went over to check on Bufkin, and then Hunter Dickinson wasn't having any of that as he started to shove Hepburn away, and Chucky wasn't having any of that. And then Max Klesmet came in as a cooler.
I think Dickinson is still upset with Klesmet for that hip check in Madison.
Yeah, could be. Well, I've heard Hunter doesn't really like Wisconsin very much.
That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a world of podcasts.
Should you say it or should I? That was a basketball play.
Well, there was some selling going on, but it was at that free hand, the left hand of Chucky's that got up. Now all three officials step away from the monitor, talking it over. And now they go back over to the scorer's table. Usually when all three conference, that means they're going to go back and look at it again, so which is what they're doing.
What did you think of the stare-off yesterday between Pfeiffer and McCaffrey?
Oh, it fired them up, right? That's the Iowa guy saying after the game. Kind of silly.
Surprise seating in Teed and asked to leave.
Yeah, he had one. Kelly Pfeiffer let it go. That was with about a minute and a half left, and Michigan State seemingly in control of the game. And then, as things turned out, Iowa rallied and won in overtime. And still, we are up top here, so we can't even eavesdrop on what the officials are telling the television folks. Larry Scarrato over there talking to Greg Gard right now. And now I think they'll inform Juwan Howard the same. I think they're going to get a flagrant here on Hepburn. So it is a flagrant one on Chucky Hepburn. It'll be his second personal foul. And Doug McDaniel, who was on the receiving end of that contact, will be at the foul line. He is a 72% foul shooter. He has 8 points here in the game, and the first technical is good. Badgers had pulled it within five a moment ago, and now the lead is nine. McDaniel can make it 10, and he does. 42-32 Michigan, and they get the ball. Remember, Wisconsin was on offense there, so this is a circle the moment kind of situation the Badgers are in. Here's McDaniel, the front court. He'll throw to Bufkin high on the right. Bufkin feeds Joey Baker, covered up by Asijah, a screen from Dickinson. Baker gives off to Bufkin. 15 on the shot clock. Bufkin on the right wing, steps to the baseline, contested 17-footer, off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound. And now Hepburn up the floor. About 3 minutes gone by, second half, 42-32 Michigan. Plesman feeds Wall top of the circle, throws to Hepburn, left wing. Into Crowell, left of the lane against Dickinson. Crowell backing on Dickinson at the left block. Backing, knocked away by Dickinson. Turnover, Wisconsin. It comes into the hands of McDaniel. McDaniel off the Cheddar screen. Illegal screen on Will Cheddar as he hip checks Max Klesman. Second foul on Cheddar.
Good thing McDaniel's pretty zeroed in right now with his shot, isn't he?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Badgers down 10, 16:42 remaining. Hepburn on the left side. Bufkin defending Chucky, a throw to Asijah, quick release, three, left wing, book it. A record-setting three for Connor Asijah. His 61st three of the year, that is a freshman record as he passes Brad Davison. 42-35, Michigan, and a whistle as McDaniel was dribbling to his right, a foul called. I think they may get it. They get Stephen Crowell with his second foul. That's the first three of the day for Asijah, but number 61 in this his freshman year.
He only needs 240 more to break Brad's school record.
That's right. He doesn't get that COVID year, though. Here's the inbounds pass. Baker driving, runs it up. Charge called. Hepburn took the hit. Baker called for the foul. His second. Man, that's 14 fouls on Michigan, and we're not 4 minutes into the second half. Good work by Hepburn getting himself set before Baker was airborne. 42-35 the Wolverines, 16:15 remaining. Hepburn outside left. Chucky on the dribble. Now down the lane, uncontested to the cup, layup, good. Hepburn with four, and the Badgers are back within five. 42-37 Michigan, 4 minutes gone by, second half. Doug McDaniel out between the arcs. McDaniel left open, and Hepburn comes up limping as McDaniel hits either a two or a three. They're going to review it. 44-37. They call it a two at the moment. And now Hepburn favoring that right knee as he comes off, and we'll have the under 16 media timeout. A concern now about Chucky Hepburn. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 15:42 remaining. Michigan 44, Wisconsin 37. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin.
So we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 33 this afternoon under clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. 22 tonight, cloudy. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Well, Checky Hepburn with that right knee issue has now gone up the tunnel and into the Wisconsin locker room area. 15 minutes and 42 seconds remaining here at the Chrysler Center. It's Michigan 44, Wisconsin 37.
Matt, my first reaction was like yours. I wondered if it wasn't knee to knee. We don't have any replay capabilities here. And then when you think back to the shot that McDaniel took, he was wide open. So yeah, I don't know if there was any contact whatsoever, and if he didn't just twist it in space.
Yeah, he could never get out there and recover on him. So DeSejan, Wall, Klesmet, McGee, and Crow, the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Needless to say, plenty of concern now in the Badger camp about Chucky Hepburn. It looked like just a simple plant. And just taking a look at the house replay here, where Chucky just didn't land quite right. He's being tended to. Inbounds pass, Kamari McGee throws to Wolf, flips to a siege and high on the right, goes into Klesmet, right of the lane. Klesmet, mid post right, Baker defending, single coverage, back still backing, one pump goes up left hand, back rim no good, rebound Baker. 15-28 remaining, 44-37 Michigan. Doug McDaniel on the left hand dribble. McDaniel steps back, 18-footer, and that's short, no good, rebound Crowell. Here comes Tyler Wall for the Badgers. Wall, right foul line extended. Terrence Williams is on him. Wall starts to back. Right block is Wall. Wall still with it. Runs it out to Asijan. Connor against McDaniel. Asijan drives the lane. Goes up and in. And Ward counted. And goaltending was the call. But the ball went through anyway. So Asijan, who had 23 in the first game against Michigan, now has 13 this afternoon. And Jordan Davis will come in for the Badgers for Max Klesmet. 44-39 Michigan, 15:01 remaining.
Showing his strength there, Asijan. He played through a little contact.
They did.
On the shot attempt, and Dickinson came over and got a finger on it, and that's why the basket counted.
Asijan 6-9 from the floor. 5 of his 6 buckets are 2-pointers. Hunter Dickinson at the top of the circle. Dickinson hands off to McDaniel. Picked up by McGee. A throw to Williams left of the circle. The toss to Bufkin. Goes inside. Caught by Dickinson. Draws the double left of the lane. Feeds Williams. Tries a three. Left side. Off the left side iron. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Williams just a 26% shooter from distance. Here's Tyler Wall left of the circle for Wisconsin. Wall to the free throw line. Runs it out to McGee on the right wing. Kamari hands to Asijan. Tries a three. Up top. Back iron. No good. Rebound Dickinson. 44-39, Michigan with 14:20 remaining. It'll be Bufkin high on the right. A screen from Dickinson. A season works over it. Bufkin left of the lane. Pulls, pops, missed. Rebound wall for the Badgers. Here comes Tyler up the floor along the left sideline. Wall against Bufkin on the left wing. Tyler trying to go to work. Wall to the baseline. Bufkin goes down. A block is called. The E-R favors Wisconsin there as Bufkin is called for the block. And that's team foul number 5 on Michigan and the first on Kobe Bufkin.
Wall has been really working hard on offense, but he hasn't been able to get many shot opportunities.
Just 3. He has 7 rebounds. Carter Gilmore in for Steven Crow. Badgers down 5, 14:02 to play. McGee inbounds to Wall. Left block is Tyler, up right hand. It crawls in for Wall. There you go. 44-41 Michigan, 13:53 remaining. Here comes Doug McDaniel for the Wolverines against McGee. McDaniel to the left, now circles out to the right wing. McGee with him step for step. McDaniel loops it into Dickinson against Gilmore. Now the double from Wall. Dickinson whips it to Bufkin, left side feeds. Baker steps into a 3, left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Bufkin low on the left, goes up. Blocked by Gilmore, but got some body as well. Gilmore called for the foul. Bufkin will go to the free throw line. That's 3 fouls now on Carter Gilmore.
Outstanding second effort on the part of Bufkin to keep this possession alive. Coming in, swooping in to get that offensive board and drawing the foul.
So bouncy. Family named him after Kobe Bryant. He has a brother named Isaiah, named after Isaiah Thomas. His family, lifelong Michigan fans. Bufkin out of Grand Rapids, and the left-hander is good with the first free throw.
I'm not sure many people saw this in him last year. I mean, he averaged a little over 10 minutes, 3 points per game.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he's really broken loose. 13 a game he's averaging. He has 14 here today, 10 in the first half. It's an 83% free throw shooter. That was his first attempt of the day that he made. 45-41 Michigan, 13:30 remaining. Second free throw is good for Bufkin. And the lead back to 5 for the Wolverines. They've led by as many as 11. That was late in the first half. 1-2-2-3 quarter press is on. Badgers break it as Gilmore catches. Hands off to McGee right of the center circle. Kamari McGee in there for the injured Chucky Hepburn. McGee at the left elbow. Retreats above the three-point line. Feeds Wall. Rotates it to Jordan Davis. Davis for 3 right of the circle. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound to Bufkin. One and out for Wisconsin. Badgers down 5, 13:05 remaining. Bufkin left of the circle into Dickinson. Mid-post left turns up left hand, and it bounces in for Hunter Dickinson. His first points of the second half. He has 14 points today. 48-41 Michigan, 12:52 remaining. Amari McGee off a Wall screen. McGee on the left side, throws to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore on the dribble to the right wing. Carter dribbles off the wing. Gilmore in the lane. Pivots out to Jordan Davis. 8 on the shot clock. Now McGee with 5 to shoot. McGee pulls up. Right elbow jumper off the rim. No. Jordan Davis trying to control. Cannot. Terrence Williams does for Michigan. And Williams waves off McDaniel. Now he'll throw to McDaniel along the right sideline. 48-41 Michigan with 12:18 remaining. Williams between the arcs. Throws to Baker outside left. He'll toss it to Bufkin. Matched up with Gilmore. Bufkin snaps off a 3. Left side, no good. Rebound Wall for the Badgers. One and out for Michigan. Wall up the right side. Tyler right of the lane. Goes to the goal. Runs it up. Missed it. Rebound. Kamari McGee digs it out of there. Oh, big offensive rebound for Kamari McGee. Feeds Wall. Baseline left on the reverse layup. Missed it, but a foul. And Wall will go to the free throw line when play continues. Joey Baker called for his 3rd foul at the under 12 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. 0 in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:52 remaining. Michigan 48, Wisconsin 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment,
and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 11 minutes, 52 seconds remaining at the Chrysler Center. Michigan 48, Wisconsin 41.
It's just such an uphill climb for this team offensively, especially now without a Chucky Hepburn on the floor available to Wisconsin. The Badgers have made little spurts, but then they slide back.
Yep. Yeah, Chucky's still not back on the bench. He went into the locker room. The right knee he was holding. But Kamari McGee remains in there. Tyler Wall will be at the free throw line. These are the first foul shots of the day for the Badgers. Michigan is 8 of 10. Both teams have 18 buckets. Badgers with 5 threes. Michigan has 4. Wolverines, though, 8 of 10 at the foul line. First attempt for Tyler Wall, a 60% foul shooter. And he is good with a first. 48-42, the Wolverines. 5 points now for Tyler Wall. He had 11 points and 14 rebounds Wednesday against Iowa. Second free throw for Wall, straight through. So he gets them both. 48-43, Michigan. And here comes Doug McDaniel. And he has 12 points today, does McDaniel. McDaniel against McGee. Is McDaniel on the dribble between the circles. Takes it right of the wheel. He'll throw it to Terrence Williams on the right wing. Into Dickinson, whips it in. Intended for Reed, it's taken away by Connor Asijan. And he tried to go big to big. Dickinson to Terrence Reed, and Connor Asijan comes up with a defensive play. McGee hands off to Klesman. He'll throw to Asijan between the circles. A toss for Wall, high on the left. Wall finds Asijan. Connor to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and the shot sent out of bounds by Jace Howard.
But he was attacking, and that's a positive with Asijan. I mean, I think he's really played aggressively despite picking up two early fouls in this game.
He has 13 points to lead the Badgers. 12 on the shot clock. McGee inbounds to Crowell. Left of the lane, feeds Wall with a shot fake. Tyler, right of the lane, shot clock at 7. Wall against Howard, backing is Tyler. Flips, baseline right, off the rim and out, no good. Williams the rebound. Here comes Michigan up 5 with 11 minutes remaining. McDaniel off the Dickinson screen. McGee works over to throw to Dickinson right wing. Into Reed, right of the paint. Single coverage from Stephen Crowell. The freshman Reed, now the double from Wall. Cross-court pass caught by Howard. Tap pass, Williams left of the circle, feeds McDaniel. McDaniel high on the right, shot clock at 10. McDaniel retreats off the Jace Howard screen. Trying to wiggle off the wing and lost the ball. Wall comes up with it. Williams is back. Here's Tyler out to Klesman. Sidesteps left. Three on the way. Book it. Max Klesman for 3. And the Badgers are within 2. 48-46 Michigan with 10:26 to play. play. And a timeout taken by Juwan Howard as the Badgers have battled back here in Ann Arbor.
Pretty heads up on the part of Tyler Wall, wasn't it?
It sure
Picked
was.
Picked up the loose ball at one end, dribbled to the other, and found his open man, his teammate, for the three.
We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 10:25 remaining, Michigan 48, Wisconsin 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier Tri-Clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Michigan has not scored over the last 2.5 minutes as the Badgers have fought themselves back into this game. 10:25 remaining. Michigan 48, Wisconsin 46.
Max Klesmet with 11 points now. That's the sixth time in the last 9 games. Max has scored 10 or more. 3 triples also for Klesman, third time this year. He's had 3 in 1 game. He's had as many as 5. And when he's at Wofford, obviously a different level of competition, but he was pretty efficient from the 3-point line.
Yeah, he was. He was a 15-point-a-game scorer for Terriers as well. By the way, Michigan's turned it over 9 times, points off turnovers in favor of Wisconsin at 13-6. Badgers have turned it 7 times. As Kamari McGee remains in there, just checking us out, Chucky Hepburn went off, apparent right knee injury earlier here in this second half. So it's McGee, Asijan, Wall, Crow, and Klesmet. Michigan basketball. Juwan Howard has 2 timeouts available. Greg Gard has 3. Long way to go here at the Chrysler Center. Sideline right, inbounding is Jace Howard. Now here's Bufkin, foul line, jumper, back rim, no good. And the rebound to Asijan for the Badgers. Boy, a clean look, like for Wisconsin. Here's McGee. Chance to tie it or take the lead with a long shot. Klesmet high on the right, feeds Asijan against Bufkin. Asijan on the dribble, spins in the lane, goes up right hand, and rolls off, no good. Terrace Reed the rebound. Everything right, but the shot rolled off as Bufkin walks it through the center circle. McGee waits for him. Bufkin glides off to the right side. Screen set by Dickinson and Reed. Bufkin will use it going right to left. A throw to Dickinson. Darts it into Reed. Low on the right. Up over his seat. Jen. Good and one. Boy, talking about getting the matchup you wanted. The 6'10 Terrace Reed against the freshman Asijan. Connor picks up his 3rd foul. Reed with 5 points. The lead is 4 for Michigan.
And Kraut went for the steal, so he's trying to front read, and he didn't get it, and that resulted in that mismatch.
Yeah, that put Asijan in a bad spot. Reed 1 out of 2 at the foul line here today, trying to make this a 3-point play, and he does not as it bangs off the rim. Klesmet the rebound. 50-46 Michigan, 9:40 remaining in Ann Arbor. Klesmet high on the right for Wisconsin against Terrence Williams. A throw to Asijan between the circles. Connor gives it up to Crow. A flip to McGee at the top. McGee against Jace Howard feeds Asijan. Goes into Crow, right of the lane. Crow against Terrence Reed. Backing. Goes into Esigen, drives the lane, goes up, got it, it counts, and one. Connor Esigen with the and one. Badgers back within two.
This is about as aggressive as we've seen Esigen attacking the rim this year.
Big time, yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah, we do see it kind of picking his spots, but no, it's full-out attack mode. Terrence Williams called for his third foul and Esigen to the line for the first time. He has 15 points, 86% free throw shooter. Free throw in the air, it's good. It's 50-49, Michigan. 9:19 remaining. Lufkin picked up in the backcourt by McGee. Looking over a screen attempt from Dickinson, but Bufkin gets it across on the right side. Obi Bufkin rocks the dribble. Off the screens from Dickinson and Terrace Reed. Bufkin left of the lane, finds Williams left corner. Backing down on Klesman. Backing, left block, fades off balance. Missed it, but he was fouled by Klesman. First on Max Klesman. Terrence Williams will go to the free throw line for two.
Williams started, what, the first 25 games before getting that knee contusion. More known for little defense, and especially his rebounding has been his strength so far this year.
Yeah, averaging a little better than 6.5 points a game, better than 6 rebounds. He had 9 boards in their win at Rutgers. 73% free throw shooter, and the junior with the first attempt, it's in the air, and it bounces in for him. 51-49 Michigan with exactly 9 minutes to play. Doug McDaniel back in for Jace Howard.
Was it Williams, Dickinson, McDaniel all play together on the AAU team? Same team in the D.C. area?
DMV. Second free throw coming up for Terrence Williams. On the way, and he hit them both for his first 2 points of the afternoon. 52-49 Michigan. Wolverines put on the 1-2-2 three-quarter press. Kamari McGee surveys, throws to Tyler Wall, refeeds McGee across half court. 8:50 remaining. Badgers down 3. McGee outside left. Kamari brings it to the top. Slips it into Wall, into Crowell. Low on the left. Goes up right hand. Left it short. Rebound Dickinson. He's there to bother Crowell enough. Did not get a clean release. Now McDaniel on the dribble. He'll throw it to Dickinson. Tries a three right side, and that just clipped the rim. No good. Rebound Tyler Wall. 8:25 remaining. 52-49 Michigan. Max Klesman up top. High screen from Wall. A throw to Crowell. Left of the circle. A handoff to Esigen. Connor to the foul line. Hanging, shooting, hitting. Two more for Connor Esigen. 52-51 Michigan. 8:10 to play.
Esigen doesn't need a whole lot of space to get clear for that jumper. We saw it there.
He has 18 here today. McDaniel throwing to Dickinson. Feeds Bufkin high on the right. Left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Kills the dribble into Dickinson against Klesman. Now Crowell trying to help out. Ball's knocked loose. And Crowell comes up with a turnover, Michigan. Badgers with a chance to get the lead. 7:50 remaining. Klesman high on the left. Off the screens from Wall and Crowell. Klesman turns it out to Crowell. Left of the circle. Crowell goes into Wall. Baseline left against Dickinson. Wall. Mid-post left. Now left block. Powers it up. Knocked away by Terrace Reed. Helping out Dickinson. It goes out of bounds. Badgers keep it with 11 to shoot. Under 8 media timeout. Well, the Badgers scratching and clawing here in Ann Arbor. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7 minutes, 35 seconds to play. Michigan 52, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin's outscored Michigan 14-8.
Yeah, Badgers 9 of 20 here in the second half. 3 of 6 from the arc, 3 of 3 at the foul line. Michigan 5 of 15, 1 of 6 from 3, and 6 of 7 at the free throw line.
And Kamari McGee is doing what is asked of him. He's setting up the offense and playing defense at the other end.
Tyler Wall will inbound for Wisconsin, baseline left. Michigan up one with 7:35 remaining. Wall looking into Crowell. Right block against Dickinson. Crowell fades up left hand. Good. Steven Crowell over Dickinson, and the Badgers take the lead 53-52. And here comes Doug McDaniel up the floor for Michigan. McDaniel through the center circle. High screen Dickinson. Now he'll throw it to Dickinson instead. Dickinson with a handoff goes off the foot of Bufkin, but a foul is called. They're going to get Wall, it looks like, reaching in. That'll be his first. Joey Baker in for Terrence Williams. That is team foul number 6 against Wisconsin. Michigan has been called for 7. So the rest of the way, both teams in the bonus. Here's McDaniel up top. Gives off to Dickinson on the right wing. Dickinson hands off to Bufkin. Off the right wing. Bufkin hard left. Up left hand. Good off the window. Strong left hand, Kobe Bufkin. Badgers can't stop it. 54-53 Michigan. 6:55 remaining. Kamari McGee loops at the Crowell top of the circle. Crowell against Dickinson. Bounce pass McGee high in the left. Kamari at the right elbow. Leaves it for Klesman near the center circle. Rotates to Wall left wing. Wall dribbles off the wing. Goes to the cup. Runs it up and in with the right hand. Big time take from Tyler Wall. 55-54 Wisconsin. 6:30 remaining. Doug McDaniel up the middle for the Wolverines. Moving to our left in the second half. Dickinson sets a screen. McDaniel uses it. Throws to Dickinson. Right of the circle against Wall. Dickinson on the dribble. Hands off to Bufkin. He's with Klesman. Bufkin shovels it back to Dickinson. Draws the double. Mid-post left. Darts it to McDaniel. He'll gather. Leaves it for Baker. Rotates Bufkin for three. Up top. Good. Nothing but net for Kobe Bufkin, and Michigan has the lead. 57-55 with 6 minutes to play. Here's McGee for Wisconsin. Angles to his left. Around a screen from Crowell. McGee probing and now retreats. Kills the dribble, throws to Crowell, hands off to Klesman. Max on the drive against Baker. Stops at the lane line, needs help, finds Crowell, 9 to shoot. Crowell left foul line extended into Wall against Reed. Behind the back pass, Crowell low on the right, layup good. Sweet behind the back feed from Wall, tied at 57, 5.5 minutes remaining. Doug McDaniel to the front court for Michigan. Back and forth we go in Ann Arbor. McDaniel high on the left. Pounds the dribble, gives it up to Hunter Dickinson. Flips it back to McDaniel off the Dickinson screen. Covered up by McGee. A throw high on the right for Bufkin. 9 to shoot. Bufkin slips it into Terrace Reed. In traffic, throws it up, missed, but he was fouled by Wall. And Reed looks like he is shaken up.
I thought he stumbled. When he made the cut into the paint, it looked like he came down hard on his ankle.
He's still down, the big freshman, the 6'10", 260-pounder. And he is He is in pain. We have 5:09 remaining. Wisconsin 57, Michigan 57. Now the athletic trainer will take a look at Reed.
It's a lot of weight to go down to the floor, too. What, 265, 260?
Yep. And remember, Michigan is in the bonus now. And, boy, Reed was in the seated position. Then he went back down on the floor, and now they help him up. But, yeah, that left lower left leg, left ankle area. And he's going to have to come off. And the Badgers without Chucky Hepburn. And now Terrace Reed, who's really emerging for Michigan. And this is freshman season. He's holding his left leg, and he's also holding his right shoulder a little bit, too. So we have 5:09 remaining. Michigan 57, Wisconsin 57. And with Reed shaken up, we'll see who the Badgers elect on the Michigan side to shoot the 1-1. As they get everything organized here.
Tyler Wallace found a second life here in this second half, hasn't he?
For the game, he has 8 points and 9 rebounds.
I guess I should put it in second wind.
So the Badgers go with Joey Baker, who is 1 of 2 today, 16 of 26 for the season. So Baker will shoot the 1-1 for Michigan. 5:09 to play, tied at 57. And Baker with the front end. It's good, straight through. For the grad transfer, the former Duke Blue Devil, who averaged 4.5 points a game for Duke a season ago. 58-57 Michigan. Second free throw coming up for Baker on the way. Good again. He hit them both. That's pretty cool under pressure. 59-57 Michigan. 5:09 remaining. Amari McGee up the floor for the Badgers. McGee between the arcs. That's the Badgers organized. Klesman high on the right. Going to Crowell. Right foul line extended. Into Wall, poked away. Crowell digs it out of there. Floats it back out near half court for Klesman. Max left of the circle. Shot clock is at 10. Klesman goes into Wall. Left of the lane against Baker. And a whistle and a foul on Baker.
He was really crowding Tyler Wall. Yep. Made contact with him.
That's 4 on Joey Baker. And Wall will get a 1-1 with 4:48 remaining. Michigan leads 59-57. Wall 2 of 2 at the foul line today. Showed the replay, and that's the response to it. So here's Tyler Wall. 8 points, 9 rebounds this afternoon. Front end of the 1-1. No good. Too long. Dickinson the rebound. And Michigan up 2, back on offense with 4:42 remaining. McDaniel walks it through the midcourt logo. Throwing to Terrence Williams, high on the right. Wall defends. Williams into Dickinson. He'll gather right of the paint. The double from Wall helping Crowell. Dickinson cross-court pass, and it's pulled down by Bufkin. Had to go up and get it. Left wing with a shot fake. Trying to drive baseline. Knocked away Wall. Back to Williams, and Wall with a near steal, but it goes out of bounds. 2 on the shot clock. 4:19 on the game clock. 59-57 Michigan.
Great hustle on the part of Tyler Wall. Deflected that basketball twice.
2 on the shot clock. Bufkin sideline left will inbound. Looking, finds Baker, open for 3 up top, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and pulled down by Wall. A dangerously clean look. The Badgers dodge that. 4:08 to play. They're down 2. Wisconsin with the ball. Crowell top of the circle. Throwing to his CJ with a shot fake. Now Connor left lane line to drive. Hanging. Scoring off the window. A CJ again in attack mode. Tied at 59. 3:53 remaining. Doug McDaniel up the floor for Michigan. McDaniel, edge of the center circle, puts it on the deck, goes behind the back on the dribble, right of the circle, leaves it for Bufkin. Bufkin against Klesman. Bufkin again loves that left hand. Shot clock is at 10. Bufkin starts to move to his left. Drop coverage wall, a step back three. Bufkin off the rim, no good. A siege in the rebound with 3:30 to play. Tied at 59 in Ann Arbor. McGee up to Klesman, right sideline of the front court. Klesman throws it back to McGee at the center circle. Kamari fans to the right wing, feeds Crow. Between the arcs, rotates the wall. Timeout Wisconsin with 13 on the shot clock. 3:15 on the game clock. 59-59, Wisconsin and Michigan. And this will be a full timeout, I believe. Yes, it will. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:15 to play. Michigan 59, Wisconsin 59. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Get 11% off your next remodel with new cabinetry from Menards. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. They offer a wide selection of cabinets to choose from to find the right style for your kitchen. Ready to install and featuring a modern look, Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are 11% off. Prices good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game, Connor Asijan, who had 23 in the first meeting with Michigan. He has 20 so far today. 8 of his 9 buckets inside the three-point line. He has been in attack mode here today. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. 13 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Badgers 59, Wolverines 59.
We've talked a lot about how Kobe Bufkin has been able to get pretty much what he has wanted with his left hand. But conversely, Asijan has been attacking Bufkin.
Yes.
So he has really taken advantage and exploited some of Bufkin's defensive weaknesses to get to the rim and finish.
Got a good duel going on. Bufkin with 20 for Michigan. Asijan 20 for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, in Madison today, Marissa Mosley's Badger women's basketball team beat nationally ranked Michigan at the Kohl Center 78-70. There's a serious finishing kick going on with Coach Mosley in the women's program to conclude the regular season. Badgers trying to get the finishing kick here in Ann Arbor. We're tied at 59, 3:15 to play.
I guess in this type of situation, knowing the type of player that Hunter Dickinson is, you would almost anticipate Michigan would find a way to get the ball into Dickinson and let him work a little bit. Now, he's done a pretty good job passing out of the double when the Badgers have trapped him. He's really good at that. One of his strengths that people don't talk a lot about.
Yeah, but that double is limited. He scored one bucket, 2 points here in the second half. He did not get a bucket in the second half in Madison. But, yeah, Dickinson is such a good distributor. I mean, he can throw some rockets, those skip passes. They got a little steam on it. Connor Asijan will be inbounding. Sideline left. Badgers playing on without the injured Chucky Hepburn. Apparent right knee injury earlier in the second half. Asijan looking, gets it in to Kamari McGee. Feeds wall, rotates Klesman. 10 on the shot clock. Klesman dribbles off the right wing against Baker. Spin, steps through, low on the left, up and in for Klesman. And the Badgers lead 61-59 with 3:03 remaining. Good play out of the ATO for Wisconsin, and here's McDaniel. On the dribble to the left side, throwing to Baker, top of the circle against Asijan. A hand off to Bufkin, and now Asijan runs into a screen. That was illegal as Connor got drilled to the floor. Terrace Reed, who was shaken up a couple of minutes ago, back in there, and he drilled Asijan. Reed the foul, team control, non-shooting.
I was kind of concerned that was going to be knee-to-knee,
boy,
too.
No kidding. 2:50 remaining, 61-59 Wisconsin. Badgers on offense. Crow high on the right, throws to Wall, right of the circle. Feeds a Asijan for three, right side. It's off the rim and out, no good. Joey Baker the rebound for Michigan. Badgers up two with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play. McDaniel off the Reed screen, top of the circle. Reed flips to Dickinson, right foul line extended, tossed it back to McDaniel. 2.5 minutes to play, 2-point lead Wisconsin. Doug McDaniel bounces to Hunter Dickinson, backing on Wall, turns up left hand, good for Dickinson. Tied at 61, 2:17 remaining. Kamari McGee leaves it for Klesman, high on the right. They come to their feet at the Chrysler Center.